Dear friends, I am Yeshuel, your brother and friend. I am with you today to speak about the final stage of your cycle of lifetimes on earth, the stage of ascension. What does ascension really mean? It means that you rise beyond fear-based consciousness, which locks you into a sense of powerlessness and therefore the need for control. And this combination of fear, need for control and powerlessness keeps you locked into the necessity to come back, to return to lives on earth, to new incarnations, in order to address these parts of you that are stuck in unconsciousness. You may call it ignorance or fear. Parts of you that create suffering and a sense of not being free. As we have discussed before, a turning point in your growth process as a soul occurs when you realize that the suffering you go through ultimately is your own creation, that it comes from within and not from without. And as soon as you realize this, you start to turn inward and realize that the most important goal of your life, wherever you are, is to focus within and address the dark or fearful parts of you that create the suffering. You then become less interested in changing or judging the world outside of you, and more you focus on what is truly yours. What is truly yours is your unique path, your unique being. No one else, nothing else is like you. You are a unique part of the divine. And the more you turn inward and shine light or awareness on the dark and fearful parts of you, the more you understand the power of love, the power of non-judgment, of compassion, and the more you shine this light on yourself, the freer you become. And this naturally brings a sense of joy into your life, even though you may face challenges or hardship or pain, because you're still a human being. You are vulnerable, and it's essential to ascension that it happens when you fully accept your humanness, your vulnerability. Ascension does not mean that you acquire superpowers or become free of human feelings and emotions. You are still human, however, accepting this and thereby also accepting the humanness of other human beings, you at the same time rise above or create a kind of space around your humanness, and this is the space of ascension. And there are a few things that happen when you enter this space of freedom. One of the first things is that you fully distance yourself from mainstream consciousness that's still trapped in fear and the need for control. Stepping out of this mainstream fear-based consciousness means that you release judgment, but also that you release guilt or an inappropriate sense of pity. A lot of you suffer because you witness the suffering of others, human beings, animals, nature, Mother Earth. And even this kind of suffering, born from guilt or shame or a high sensitivity, you let go of this as well. So you let things be. You let go of this typical light worker instinct to help carry the burdens of others, and instead you trust others to be able to carry their own burdens. You release the urge, the feeling of having to carry other people's burdens, and you truly focus on what brings you joy, a sense of passion and inspiration. And as you do so, you may find that you need to withdraw somewhat. You need to withdraw from the world, insofar as it is still dictated by fear-based consciousness. When you are in this space of ascension, there is a deep need to feel rooted in your own frequency, in your own soul's frequency, and out of fear-based frequency that usually surrounds you in this world. And because you do not want to respond anymore to this fear-based frequency with either judgment or pity or the desire to change or help, when this disappears, there's a natural need or a natural desire to withdraw and be in a space of silence, a space of freedom. And essentially this is an inner space, but you may feel the need to also create enough free time for yourself and peaceful environments to be in, either in nature or with like-minded people. It is like you are starting to inhabit a different reality while still being part of the Earth dimension as it is right now. You become inhabitant of two different worlds. On the soul level, your soul is preparing to end the cycle of lifetimes on Earth. And this goes together with a sense of detachment. And there's also the genuine desire to have joy and feel peace with whatever you naturally feel drawn to on Earth. You may have certain things, activities that you simply enjoy, for not because they are good or spiritual, between quotation marks, but simply because you enjoy them. And part of being ascended is that you simply allow yourself to have this. You release the notion of having to work hard, of duty, responsibility, all these heavy emotions, heavy energies from the past, and life becomes lighter, more simple, more effortless. And you may start to notice that even though you do not consciously want it anymore, people start to feel drawn to you or are somehow struck by your vibration, your light, the light that shines out of your eyes, your words, your whole being, and you touch others, and it may not even be through words. It's a frequency. And people notice that in you there is a certain depth, a level of compassion that seems like a breath of fresh air to them. They feel that they're not being judged, that they're accepted, and your energy becomes healing to them. But again, you don't jump into the role of helper, healer, therapist anymore. You let things be. So you're far more detached and more trustful of other people's abilities to face their dark parts, their fears, their judgments. So this is, in this sense, you become truly free. And then at some point you will start to wonder, what am I still doing here on Earth? What is my goal? What is my mission? And I would say to you that right now, your mission, when you are ascending, is to embody this frequency of peacefulness, of compassion, and lightness, being light-spirited, being joyful, and just stay in it. It's really so new to you. You are not used to this sense of peace or freedom, because most of your lifetimes on Earth were far more dramatic, and some of you are still somewhat attached to this drama, the need to fight or struggle or have great ambitions. And it's okay if you enjoy it, but if you start to sense this old heaviness in it, then it's time to withdraw and detach and truly claim this space of freedom and peace that you have acquired throughout this long cycle of lifetimes. You are simply supposed to have fun also, to have joy, and to truly appreciate the beauty, the joys that life on Earth can bring to you. You have a deep love of Mother Earth inside you, and this is the time to feel this love and enjoy the abundance, the beauty of creation here, even in the midst of worldwide problems, issues, crises that are happening all around. Detaching means to focus on your own frequency and not being drawn back into frequencies of guilt, fear, pity, obligation, duty, etc. What also happens after ascension is that you become more and more one with your soul. Instead of being identified with your personality, your current personality that was shaped in this incarnation, it becomes kind of less dominant, less important, and you start to remember who you are on a deeper level. Your soul encompasses many personalities, many different incarnations you have lived through, and you start to become more aware of that. Some of you will consciously remember other lifetimes, others will maybe not know it consciously but feel it. You start to feel your own depth, your own wisdom, and to focus on what's really important, meaning that a lot of everyday issues kind of become less urgent, and you don't dwell so much, you also don't dwell so much on the past anymore, trying to analyze it, to understand it, to think about it. And you also get less caught up in the future, trying to plan it, to know it. You become more open to whatever wants to unfold. And I'd like to invite you now to connect with your soul, meaning this vast being that has had multiple manifestations in so many lifetimes, and feel its presence and allow it to enter your body, your human body in this incarnation. Allow your soul's frequency to be here and now, and fully remember that you are not stuck in this particular personality, in this box that you call your body. You are truly free, and you have gathered so much experience, so many qualities, so many gifts, and you allow the full abundance of who you are to truly come down and be here with you. And then you may sense that there's really nothing, there's not much to do. There's much to receive, actually. Receive your soul's light, your soul's knowledge and wisdom. And as you allow your soul's light to flow into you, also connect with Mother Earth, with the essence of her being, her spirit. She is an angel with a high level awareness, and you are connected to her. You are still a human being in an earthly body. Sense your connection with nature, with Mother Earth. Feel the joy of ascension. You have made it, you have gone through it. You are still human, you still have all kinds of emotions and feelings, but there is this space around you, inside you, a space of freedom and peace. And you ask Mother Earth, what is my connection to you now? What is the meaning of my presence here? The meaning for you, Mother Earth, and the meaning for me. And as you do so, you may sense that there's a very old connection, like an old contract between you and Mother Earth. You were here to go through the extremes of duality, experience darkness and light. You have evolved on a long journey, and she was a part of it. Feel that there is a partnership between you and Mother Earth. And after you ascend, this partnership does not necessarily end. The difference is that you become a conscious creator. You're not a powerless victim anymore. You are truly aware of your own greatness. And now tune into the future, but not like the future in terms of linear time, what will happen in the next years, but in a very open way, just tune into what wants to evolve inside you now. What wants to happen on the inner level? Where does your creativity lead you to? Allow your soul to tell you what is the next step. And realize that to integrate your soul's energy while being on Earth is something special, because it usually happens when you are still in the midst of this cycle of lifetimes on Earth. You are usually quite identified with your current personality, and only after you die in the afterlife you start to connect with your soul on a deep level, and also start to become aware of your other lifetimes and how they are all interconnected with the lifetime you just left. But when ascension occurs, when you are still in body on Earth, this process happens when you are still here in your current personality, but you start to rise above it, become aware become multi-dimensional, you could say. You become more of your soul and less of your conditioned personality. And this brings in new potentials, new possibilities. And to feel these, to become aware of them, it's important not to think too much about it, but to feel into it. What happens in this during ascension is that on the one hand you become more detached from the world, you become more deeply drawn into your own being, but it doesn't mean that you become passive or do nothing. No, instead you become more alive and more deeply aware. But society in general sees aliveness as being busy and caught up in lots of activities and being very goal-oriented. But being alive in the soul's from the soul's perspective is something different. And I'm asking you to feel that sense of fullness and aliveness right now, and letting go of this old conditioned impulse to do something with it. Just be with it and realize how special it is to embody your soul's vast awareness while being focused in a human personality physically on Earth. That's a big thing. You become truly powerful and free, but it is not power as defined by the world. It's not the ability to control or create miracles or do spectacular things. It's a much more refined, subtle sense of power, awareness, inspiration. Your soul will never stop to learn and grow. Expansion is truly a joy for the soul. And therefore, ascension is not an ending. It is, even though you will end your cycle of lifetimes on Earth, it's a new beginning at the same time. The universe, the cosmos, is vast. And there's so much more to explore and discover and experience. And by ascending, you open the gateway to new life. But it's not defined as your mind has become used to. So you have to kind of jump out of the box of old beliefs and truly feel the subtle frequency of being ascended. And you recognize this frequency by the sense of freedom and joy it brings. It is time to enjoy your own light and to take care of yourself, because even though this light is present, you can still feel drawn back into the heavy frequencies of the world around you, the news or other people, whatever. It's your job, so to speak, to keep this frequency of peace and freedom alive. And as you do so, you are actually sharing your highest gift with all that lives on Mother Earth. Thank you for who you are. You are loved and cherished always. Thank you.